Alright. So, well, here's a bold statement that says we must use iterative methods. So we better, and there's some foils later on to justify that statement. So you could argue that my statement about sparse matrices being more important than full matrices in some sense is obviously ridiculous, because a sparse matrix is a special case of a full matrix. So if you have a nifty subroutine to solve full matrix problems, you have a nifty subroutine to solve sparse matrix problems, because you just define the matrix with all those zeros and you're fine. The reason why that doesn't work, of course, is that that's very inefficient, because your poor old computer will be spending all this time multiplying zeros into everything. And so we'll get the right answer, we'll get the right answer, but it will be computationally off by some huge factor. So except in very special cases, like in one dimension, you can use full matrix algorithms, okay. But apart from special cases, full matrix algorithms cannot be effectively used for serious partial differential equations, because they're too inefficient, and even if they weren't too inefficient, as we'll see, they take too much memory, because it takes too much memory to store this miserable matrix. So but the full matrix algorithms are the only direct deterministic ways of solving the equation. So if you go to a linear algebra course and they tell you how to solve matrices using Gaussian elimination or some other method for solving linear equations, that in some sense is the only way of solving linear equations. I mean, all the sophisticated ways are variants of that method, the first approximation. And so that's the only way that starts at the beginning, gets to an end, and the actions of what you do is totally deterministic. But I say those methods don't work. So the only way to solve elliptic equations which are at all large, and certainly this is the only way to solve them in three dimensions, is to use some iterative method or some ingenious method. It's not quite true you have to use iterative methods. You can use so-called spectral methods, which effectively correspond to expanding the function, the solution in a set of functions. But let's ignore spectral methods. If we ignore spectral methods, once we get to this, as long as we do discretization, the only way of solving them is by iterative methods, which means that we have an approximation to the solution, and given that approximation, we need to find an iteration that gives us another approximation, which approximation is hopefully nearer to the solution than what we started with. So that comes back to what we did with the Jacobi iteration. That was an iterative approach which solved Laplace's equation in that example in a square. So iterative methods actually have some relatively obvious physical or mathematical interpretation, because if you wish to solve for a particular elliptic equation, say del squared c equals naught, then one physical way of doing this is to start with any old distribution for I guess it's a psi, not phi, and then solve the diffusion equation, which has d psi dt equals some diffusion constant times this differential operator, because the nature of diffusion equations is that, you know, if you have a source of heat and you go to time equals infinity, that heat's gone. It's diffused throughout whatever region it is, and it doesn't have waves. The heat doesn't come and go in some oscillatory fashion. It diffuses to some asymptotic form, which is the answer. So that says that the characteristic of a diffusive equation is that at infinite time, the psi dt is zero, namely we've stopped varying, and therefore it must be that what's on the right-hand side is also zero, which is del squared of psi. So the solution of any, if I form an artificial diffusion equation where we have a first order differential of time on the left-hand side, the elliptic problem I want to solve on the right-hand side, we know the solution at infinite time of this diffusion equation is the solution of the elliptic equation. Now that's sort of interesting because the diffusion equation has a deterministic solution method. You start at time equals naught, you evolve to the next time step, and 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 it's completely deterministic. It's you step in time. There is no, that's what it is. So you can actually view any of these iterative methods, although this sometimes it gets a little contrived, you can view an iterative method as equivalent to solving an artificial diffusion equation where when we iterate, we're just marching forward in this artificial time. And so there's a one-to-one mapping. So actually, if you look at the solution of Laplace's equation by iteration, that looks like exactly the same as solving the diffusion equation with Laplacian as the spatial operator, which is actually a common case. So there's a very strong numerical and physical analogies between iterative solutions to elliptic equations and time step solutions to parabolic equations.